This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. China has blamed the U.S. for what it called a stalemate in bilateral relations as high-level face-to-face talks began. A state media report says that the vice foreign minister, Xi Feng, urged the U.S. to change its highly misguided mindset and dangerous policy, as it calls it. That's according to the official Xinhua news agency. Quoting Xi is telling the U.S. Deputy Secretary of State Wendy Sherman that China-U.S. relationship is in a stalemate because some Americans portray China as an imagined enemy. America's number two diplomat is discussing the fraught relationship that has been had between the two countries in separate meetings with Xi and the foreign minister Wang Yi at a closed-off resort hotel. Tunisian President Kais Saied joined a crowd in the street in central Tunis early Monday and was celebrating his decision to oust government and freeze parliament. That's according to pictures released by his office. Saied arrived to meet jubilant supporters who had filled the streets in central Tunis early Monday and was celebrating his decision to oust the government and freeze parliament. He arrived to meet the supporters who had filled the central avenue, the very street where the biggest protest took place in 2011 during a revolution whose democratic legacy now hangs in the balance. Thousands of people, including many families, walked along the tree-lined avenue, raising national flags, dancing, and lighting red flares. There is more at voanews.com. This is VOA News. The UN says in a new report that more women and children were killed and wounded in Afghanistan in the first half of 2021 than in any other year since the United Nations began keeping count in 2009. The report was released Monday, and it says war-torn Afghanistan saw a 47% increase in the number of all civilians killed and wounded in violence across the country in the first 6 months of this year. That compares to the same period last year, according to the report. It comes as the Taliban swiftly captured territory in recent weeks, seizing strategic border crossings and threatening a number of provincial capitals. Dr. Anthony Fauci says the United States is in an unnecessary predicament of soaring COVID-19 cases fueled by unvaccinated Americans and the Delta variant. The nation's top infectious diseases expert tells CNN's State of the Union that we're going in the wrong direction, and he describes himself as very frustrated with rising infection rates. He says recommending that the vaccinated wear masks and under active consideration by the government's leading public health officials. Fauci also suggests the booster shots may be necessary and suggested for people with suppressed immune systems, although they may have been vaccinated already. While most French healthcare workers are vaccinated against the virus, a small but vocal minority is holding out. With infections exploding, a law requiring them to get injected is exposing this divide and prompting mixed reactions across the medical profession. The French government has rushed the vaccine mandate through Parliament. The bill also sets up a health pass for French people to access restaurants, sports stadiums, and other public venues. Polls suggest that a strong majority of the French approve the vaccine mandate for healthcare workers, but some workers are strongly opposed and turned out for protests in French cities over the weekend. Armed kidnappers in Nigeria have released 28 of the more than 120 students who were abducted at the beginning of July from the Bethel Baptist High School in the northern town of Damishi. Reverend Israel Akanji said more than 80 other children are still being held by the captors. So far, 34 children kidnapped on July 5th have either been released or have escaped from the custody of the gunmen. It is unclear when the other children will be released. More at voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.